We're doing Dov's Minute, and I want to share with you something I heard from Rav Tessin Zatzal's son. When I was visiting Muncie, so I had the good fortune to meet his almana and his son. And his son Meir shared with me the following. His father used to tell them, Rav Tessin Zatzal used to say, that if you'd see Yaakov and Esav, you'd see two individuals. One had slightly longer payas, one had slightly longer tzitzis, and that one was slightly more impressive in his learning. He could quote things from all over. But he never finished anything. That one whose payas and tzitzis were slightly longer and his learning was more impressive, that was Esav. Esav had greater potential than Yaakov. But Yaakov's strength was that he was an ish tam. Whatever he did completely. He couldn't encompass as much as Esav could. But Esav was about learning those sound bites so he could impress everyone. If Esav would have put his mind to it, he could have been bigger than Yaakov. And that's why Yitzchak was a fan of Esav's, because Esav could have made it big. Esav had that potential. But Esav wasn't about doing things with completeness. Esav was about, let me get enough that I could impress people with it. And that was all he was interested in his learning. Yaakov was an ish tam. Yaakov did things with completeness. And so Rav Pesach would always stress to his children, I'm not interested in how much you accomplish. I'm interested in that what you do accomplish, you accomplish with completeness, with wholeness. Be an ish tam. And that connects to what we just learned, that the Torah commands us, tamim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. Hashem tells us, I want you to be whole Jews. Whatever you do, do with completeness. And Rabbi Feinstein has an interesting response. He says about learning secular studies. He says, if you're going to do it right. He says, one thing you have to know, train the children that whatever they do well. Don't give them secular studies and then do it with a teacher that doesn't know their stuff and studies that aren't worth much. If they're already going to do it, they should do it right, because part of the education that you give a child is that whatever he does, he should do with completeness. Shabbat Shalom.